You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In late 2016, the Human Trafficking Research Coalition released a report into migrant labour exploitation in New Zealand. They found foreign worker mistreatment in major industries such as construction, hospitality, and agriculture. The report said migrant workers were often afraid to challenge their conditions, especially if their residency depended on their employers. I speak with coordinator of the Union Network of Migrants, Dennis Marger, and ask them just what migrant labour exploitation means.
The term migrant labour exploitation is actually, by definition of MBIE, is below the minimum labour standard set by Employment Relations Act. So assuming if ever workers are underpaid or they're not being paid accordingly based on the hours they work, they're not getting their annual leave, not getting sick leave, they don't have any employment agreement. So sort of under the statutory requirements that employers should actually provide to any employees in New Zealand, it is considered as labor exploitation. It's actually quite widely practiced in small and medium enterprise, mostly owned by former immigrants themselves. If they are not former immigrants, they are actually connected to some Kiwis who are also married to former immigrants. So they have some connections. So we find that a lot of these employers prefer to employ migrants because they are cheaper labor compared to Kiwi workers. And they're also using the precarious visa status of these workers in order to put them in a situation that it will be very hard for them to complain. Based on our experience, there is now an eye-opener that this is actually happening. And unfortunately, in some areas, especially in Auckland, Christchurch, and even some parts in Wellington, it's becoming a common practice of those small to medium employers. And we don't have enough labor inspectors to basically investigate these companies, and therefore they think that they can get away from that. We find that there are many migrant exploitation and hospitality business in agriculture, including dairy farming, especially if ever these workers are under the recognized seasonal employment. And then we also find some exploitation in the building industry. A lot of employers have been actually using that 90-day trial period in order to ensure that these workers either will not be paid or they will be overworked, and workers are quite forced to do that because they're afraid if ever they complain, then it will be problem for them if ever they decided to renew their visa.
And you mentioned more labor inspectors. What would you like to see done about the problem?
What we'd like to see in the future is that the government actually must invest more to the labor inspector's office, because I don't think that they are coping at the moment, especially because of the complaints that they are getting right now. My understanding is that the labor inspectors are simply now focusing on the big cases where they can, and there's a big possibility that the case will actually lead to prosecution, which will send strong message to the community that employers should not be exploiting their own people, or employers should not be exploiting migrant workers. So we believe it's still limited. And the next one is we believe that employers who are setting up their business, especially those small to medium ones, there must be a proper education and a proactive checking whether these employers actually comply with the Employment Relations Act.
What should someone who thinks they or someone else is being exploited do?
If ever they believe that they are victims of migrant workers' exploitation, our union, which is Union Network of Migrants under First Union, can be contacted, and they can actually ring 0800-863-477. We will also advise them that they should contact the MBIE hotline, and they can actually visit the webpage of the MBIE or contact other unions that they believe that the industry should actually be part of, because our union is also working with different unions like Unite and E2 and their workers' union, which are actually quite proactive in looking at cases of migrant exploitation in the country. For us, we believe that in order to address the migrant workers' exploitation, one, two, or three unions are not enough, and even if ever we add more labor inspector, I think the best approach here is the involvement of the community. So to any listeners out there, if ever they believe that they can actually take part in terms of changing the behavior of these rogue employers, we will welcome that, and we are happy to work with them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.